against his own heart. They say, no disaster shall come upon you. For who among them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and to hear his word, or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. If they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my word to my people, and they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the hearts of the prophets who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams, that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name, for Baal? Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is written in Acts chapter 20. Paul said, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all, and they embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again, and they accompanied him to the ship. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Jesus said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Sunday after Trinity is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." First part of the text. When the Lord issues a warning, it's serious. Beware of false prophets, he says, and you need to be. They're everywhere. Do not be so naive as to be fooled by sheep's clothing. Of course, false prophets look nice. They do nice things, and they even mean well. But looking nice, doing nice things, and meaning well doesn't get you into heaven. Do not be fooled by a cool church name or logo. Do not be fooled by a snappy synodical motto, nor the official paperwork or apparel that goes with it. Those can be sheep's clothing. True sheep utilize them, to be sure, but so do false prophets. You will not know if they are true sheep or false prophets by how they behave or what they look like. They will all look alike and act the same, just like sheep. Instead, you will know them by their fruits. The fruits of a prophet are not his good works or his success. The fruits of a prophet are his prophecy. It's what he teaches. The fruits of a preacher are his preaching. What does he proclaim from God's word about you? What does he proclaim from God's word about God? Most significantly, who does he proclaim the Christ to be? If he does not preach Christ crucified, calling you to repentance and faith and bestowing the forgiveness of sins won by Christ's atonement for you, then he's a false prophet. He is dangerous and deadly. Here is the great irony. The false prophets who dress in sheep's clothing preach good works. They seek to get bad trees to bear good fruit. But look what happens. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" Then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." Calling, "Lord, Lord," prophesying in his name, casting out demons in his name, and performing many wonders in his name are all good works. They seem like fruit that good trees produce. What better evidence of a prophet than his performing wonders, like Peter and Paul, in casting out demons? Guess what? Those things aren't enough. Not everyone who does them enters into heaven just because they did them. Because bad trees cannot bear good fruit. Even when their fruit appears to be good, it's not. Despite their best intentions and all their good works, those without repentance and belief in the atoning merits of Christ alone those who do the will of the Father enter into the kingdom of heaven. But the will of the Father is not all about good works. In all of the religions of men, the best you can hope for is good works. The best a pagan God can ask is that you play nice. But the will of the Father, the will of the one true God, is not all about prophesying about him, casting out demons, and performing wonders in his name. The will of the Father is that the Son drink the cup of his wrath and spill his own blood upon Golgotha's bony ground, that men would then drink his lifeblood in the cup of blessing and live. So drink ye all of it. That is the will of the Father for the remission of sins, that all would be brought to repentance and belief. And what is the effect of that God-generated repentance and belief? By faith alone, through Christ crucified and risen alone, bad trees are declared good, as only God is good. For there, bad trees are grafted into the good vine, and his works, his submission to the Father's will, there it all counts. For you, he welcomes you into his divine mercy and grace through himself. For from the crown of thorns, from all of his wounds, comes wine that makes glad the hearts of men, to give joy and peace that words cannot express, peace which surpasses all understanding, peace which is found only in the forgiveness of sins, and free bestowal of a clean conscience, which isn't even deserved. Apart from faith in this forgiveness, without believing in the vicarious satisfaction of the law and hell's punishment for all men, given by Christ Jesus in his death and resurrection, apart from that, all men are lawless, and there are no good works apart from him, as he says. Apart from him, you can do nothing. You are left to be bad trees, false prophets in sheep's clothing, only appear as Christians doing and saying nice things. But what must you pay close attention to? To their words, to the preaching of the prophets, if they are true or not. Any preaching, however cliched or harmless it may be, even if it's patriotic or makes you feel good about yourself, even if it helps you deal with some difficult issue in your life, if it fails to preach the atoning death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if it fails to tie all good things, all mercy, all hope to that great event and promise, then it's false. Preachers should not conclude, well, as long as I don't say anything that's false, I can also get away with not confronting or offending anyone. Dear friends, preachers are called to preach Christ crucified, that men would, by the grace of God, be brought to repentance taking care of the poor and ravaged of this world. No amount of saving the whales or conserving your water or carpooling on Earth Day. No amount of casting out demons and educating men and women in the fine arts of life will matter. Because without that, without the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ and his defeat of Satan and hell, without faith in his atonement for all sins, there is only bad trees. And bad trees always, in every single case, produce bad fruit. There's a loving warning here in God's Holy Scripture. And it's a matter of life and death. But do not be afraid. By the grace of God, be repenting. By the grace of God, continue to confess your sins. Understand that it is the power of his living and active word that's bringing you to have a contrite heart, bringing you to thirst for righteousness, bringing you the desire to live a more godly life, putting first things first, and carrying out from that your Christian duty, being your brother's keeper, and judging doctrine and practice. Christ has paid your debt. There's no more. All of your sins have been atoned for. You are blessed and loved by him. He purifies you, and he creates good works in you. You do not answer for your sins. He has answered for you. There is no one to accuse you. You are a good tree with good fruit through only one way, by grace alone, because of the atoning merits of Christ alone, through faith alone. He is the one who blesses the good works of your hands, whatever it is, for he is the one who has brought you to do it. God wants no man to perish, but for all to be saved. So what does he do? He sends his son to live the perfect, holy life that you are supposed to live. And then he has that same innocent, perfect, holy son die for your sins and rise again. And then he has the apostles witness to his truth through the Holy Scriptures. God wants you to love your neighbor and think less of yourselves. So what does he do? He sends his only son to live the perfect holy life that you are supposed to live, and then he has that same perfect holy son die for your sins and rise again, and then he has the apostles witness to this truth through the Holy Scriptures. Do you hear? God is the one who brings about what he wants. The power of God's word and his word empowering the sacraments. This is how God brings about what he wants. Because his word and sacraments point only to the atoning merits of Christ crucified. He will bring you to fight the good fight. He will bring you to have discerning ears. And it's him preserving his word of truth. What do you think the Reformation was all about? If it wasn't for God bringing them to fight for the truth back then, discerning falsehood from truth, what kind of an errant message might you be hearing right now? Praise be to God for his sustenance of word and sacrament truth. But let it always to be known that it wasn't the reformers' efforts that got them into heaven, because you will never enter because of your works. You will never enter because you enter only by his works, in faith in his works. That is God's truth revealed in doctrine and practice. And that is the truth that by faith in it declares you to be good trees and sets you free. And God alone be the glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.